Pakistan has been experiencing extreme weather events for years, and the government's consensus is that climate change is to blame. As NPR's Dia Hadid reports, it's responded with an ambitious program.
I'm here in a park in the northern Pakistani city of Mardan. Beside me is Leyba Atika, and she scrapes the scrubby ground with a small trowel. She's hoping to plant dozens of pine saplings with the help of a few friends. But what she really needs is a shovel.
No, my mother is coming in a while and she'll bring a shovel with her. So.
Leyba might be a teenage rookie, but she's clear on why she's doing this.
It's our duty as a citizen to implement actions that can make the planet a better place to live in.
Leyba got her baby pines for free through a government project called Plant for Pakistan. The goal is to plant 10 billion trees, 10 billion, within 4 years to combat deforestation. This is the Prime Minister Imran Khan speaking about the project at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland in January.
Why is it important for us to grow trees? For two reasons. Pakistan is vulnerable to global warming. Secondly, in our cities, pollution has become a silent killer.
The massive tree planting program is just one part of Pakistan's broader environmental ambitions. This summer, Khan's government announced a new electric vehicle policy and said it would get two-thirds of its power from renewables within the decade, from solar, wind and hydro. Pakistan is not a high emitter of heat-trapping greenhouse gases, but as the Prime Minister said, it's feeling the effects of global warming. To the north, its glaciers are melting faster than ever before. In its southern cities, residents live through searing heat waves.
This, in a nutshell, is the unfairness, the inequitability of climate change magnified in a place like Pakistan.
That's Rachel Cletus, a climate expert at the US-based Union of Concerned Scientists. She praises Pakistan's efforts, but Pakistani environmentalists say their government's ambitious plans are hobbled by corruption. The tree planting initiative, for instance, exists alongside illegal logging, the wood sold to the construction and furniture industries. It's so widespread that residents call the loggers the timber mafia. Besides corruption, activist Afia Salam says Pakistan's ruling party is under the sway of powerful business interests.
That is what makes it so frustrating to even support, you know, some of the very good things that they do.
The government, for example, has reduced taxes on electric motorbikes, rickshaws, trucks and buses, but not cars. And critics say a powerful gas vehicle lobby carved out the loophole. And then there's coal. While Pakistan aims to have two-thirds of its power from renewables within a decade, the remaining third will come from coal-powered plants. Back in that park in Mardan, a young student, Mohammed Fasir, helps Leyba Atika plant baby pines, and he's already worried they won't survive the timber mafia. Leyba Atika won't be discouraged. Her climate activism is unusual for a girl in this conservative town where many women wear burqas. She says her mother encourages her.
She says that be an example to the girls, and if you set a very good example, then other people will also permit their sisters and daughters to go out and do such prestigious works.
As Leyba works, a little girl runs up and grabs a baby sapling. She wants to plant it herself. But outside the park, an open-back Jeep filled with logs trundles down the highway. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Mardan.